guys, welcome to the Beautiful Minimal Intentional Podcast. This is your go-to spot for anything on intentional living. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage intentional living, whether that be through physical health, mental health, physical surroundings, personal belongings, etc. Guest speakers will include both field experts and clients with the intent to inform, uplift, and guide. Welcome. Quick disclaimer first. This is my first podcast, and even though I'm not in front of a camera, it is still nerve-wracking. So bear with me as I'm still figuring out audio and occasionally stumble over my words, and there will probably be a few edits in here, but just stick with me. I promise it'll get better. First off, what is intentional living? Intentional living, by definition, is a lifestyle based on an individual or group's conscious attempts to live according to their values and beliefs. Typically, this is based on religion, politics, ethics, so on. For me, it's all about the items in my home serving a purpose, being resourceful with whatever I use in my life, and not accumulating things. Being able to spend more time with the ones that I love, being intentional about how my time is spent. Hans Hoffman said, "The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so that the necessary may speak." In my life, I found that that necessary is my family and me. And when I allowed other things to clutter into our life, it would prevent us from having a voice in what we wanted to do with our life. We let everything else take control of how our time was spent. How can you know if you could benefit from more intentional living? First off, everyone can, regardless of your lifestyle. It's about what is personally important to you. You need to assess your life and your current lifestyle, and then ask yourself what your goals are for your future, and is your current lifestyle getting you any closer to those goals and dreams? Are you even moving in remotely the same direction that you need to be going to reach those goals? While you are mentally and physically in chaos, you're only functioning, not living. That mental and physical chaos will limit you from reaching your goals and your dreams. Now, it is totally possible to make steps towards more intentional living without first decluttering or purging. It's a mindset shift that requires a look at what I call your daily successes. It's commonly taught that your focus needs to be on an end goal in order to keep you motivated and to remind you what you're striving for. But there's several problems with this. First, most people tend to lose sight of the end goal because they get so caught up in the daily life with what they think is, but really isn't, achieving their dreams. Second, they don't realize that by first focusing on what you want your daily life to look like, you will then see what future goals you truly have. One thing I always say, if you're struggling to figure out what it is you want to do in life or where you want to be intentional, just look at what you would love to do on a daily basis. And that can help you define what it is that you're good at, what your interests are, and then you will be able to focus on potential areas to bring that into your life more. I feel like so many goals and dreams are based off of what people think society says they should do. Have wealth, house with a picket fence, married with two kids. Those goals aren't bad, but it may not actually be what you truly want in life. Focusing on an end goal first doesn't allow you to focus on what actually brings you joy and what you want your life to be. I'll use my husband as an example, and I promise he won't mind. He thought that he simply wanted financial freedom in life, and he was frustrated he wasn't accomplishing his goals, but what he hadn't realized was those weren't actually his goals. I created this prioritizing method and had him go through it, and afterwards he discovered that what he really and truly wanted was mental and physical health, balance in life,
and being able to love and help others. So what he actually desired in life was not what he'd been working towards. There was a connection to financial freedom, because financial freedom would allow for more time to focus on true goals. But financial freedom wasn't his actual goal. What he was missing could be accomplished now through his daily successes. He may not have as much free time for goals as he would once financially having more freedom, but he could still take care of himself mentally and physically and create balance in his life, all while finding time to help others. It simply requires sacrifice and a schedule. Those are two scary words for a lot of people, but it works. Instilling the habit of being more purposeful and resourceful with your time and belongings creates a mindful and intentional life. When you go to make purchases, you're more mindful of what you're buying, and you can ask yourself and answer more honestly, do I actually need this? When you go to schedule your time, you can better prepare yourself for how this time should be spent. Intentional living is not just about saving money, though it is a benefit. It's about adapting a whole new mindset of being more intentional with what you use. Growing up, I was a pretty tidy kid, but I wouldn't say that I was intentional. I'd bought into the idea that life happened in this order. You go to college, you get married, you buy a house, you have kids. By the time I was a young adult, I knew that the American dream wasn't really my dream. Yes, I did meet a boy that I fell madly in love with, and yes, we did get married, and yes, we had two gorgeous babies. But we knew that our dream was to be more intentional than what the white picket fence dream so many people our age had. To us, that dream was more like a demanding, never-ending task list nightmare. We crave adventures, outdoor time, and most importantly, sharing all of that with people that we love. For us, none of that included the typical home and yard families strive for. But I want to pause for a moment and just say that if this is your dream, to have the white picket fence and, you know, the large home, and go for it. If that's your dream, really and truly your dream. I have many family members that have beautiful and large homes. They host so many family dinners and sleepovers and holidays, and that brings them joy. They're a meeting place for family. And that gives them joy and happiness, and that's their dream, and that is fantastic. But make sure that that's your dream. You'll find as you go through phases in life that what brings you happiness may change, but there will always be one consistent thread holding it all together. I've always loved and craved simplicity. That's my thread. After almost 7 years of marriage and having two toddlers in the house, I found that what brings me joy is very different from what brought me joy in my young adult life. Single me was a homebody, and while I still have a part of that, my favorite days are spent playing with my kids, going on adventures as a family, and enjoying conversations with my hubby. Just 1 year ago, we were living in a decent-sized home with a great floor plan in a nice neighborhood with a large yard. On paper, it was everything that most people wanted. But we were struggling to be intentional. Our kids were overwhelmed. We were overwhelmed. Our time off was always spent caring for things, fixing furniture, cleaning, mowing, maintenance. Loads of laundry. Our sources of joy were being strangled by responsibilities, and while adulthood always comes with responsibilities, we knew that there were ways to minimize them so that we could be more intentional with our time. We were craving simplicity, so we left our 1,700 square foot home for a roughly 200 square foot RV. I'm not suggesting that if you're craving simplicity or intentionality to go live in an RV. But I am going to challenge you to no longer ask yourself what you want, but rather what you need. And look at your daily life, and are you living it the way that you truly are wanting to? Thanks so much for tuning into the very first Beautiful Minimal Intentional podcast. Be sure to check out my blog on beautiful-minimal.com and also check out my Instagram and Facebook, Beautiful Minimal, for more tips and information on upcoming podcasts and what guest speakers will be included. Thanks for tuning in, guys.